You might not need POSIT Connect. Audio walkthrough. This is the story of an open data science platform, why we built it the way we did, what each layer is for, and how you can take any of it and run with it. The title gives away the thesis. You might not need POSIT Connect, not because the commercial products are bad, they are good, but because the patterns underneath them are open, proven, and portable, and connecting them well is work you can own. 3 jobs, no license required. Strip away the branding and a commercial POSIT deployment does 3 jobs. Workbench is a session broker. It launches an IDE as you, on shared compute. Package Manager serves curated, pre-built packages, fast. And Connect hosts the apps and reports you make. Every one of those jobs is real, and everyone deserves a serious answer. The insight the whole story rests on is simple. Those are infrastructure patterns, not products. Session brokering, package distribution, publishing, all of them have open, battle-tested implementations. The interesting work is connecting them well. The first figure draws the map, left to right. Workbench is answered by Open On Demand, the portal that academic supercomputing runs at enormous scale. Package Manager is answered by an internal repository serving validated binaries. Connect is answered by the multi-domain site this story lives on. And in the middle sits the piece that makes the map honest, an open source RStudio that we fixed to run on current R. More on that shortly. To be fair about the trade, professional drivers and push-button publishing are real things you give up. If they carry your business, buy them. But notice what is not on that list, a support contract. Support is the one thing an OpenStack covers by construction. When the source is in front of you, a blocking bug is an afternoon of reading and a fix, not a ticket and a roadmap. Section 4 is exactly that story. The claim here is narrower and stronger. For interactive R on shared compute, with governed packages, the OpenStack is complete and in production. One platform, many domains. Before the software, the organizing idea, everything here lives in what we call the multi-domain model. One running application serves many subdomains, and each subdomain is one directory that is 3 things at once: a Git repository, a live website, and the code that stands its subject up. The layer that builds compilers has its own site, and the build recipes live in the same directory as the page that explains them. The portal has its own site, and the portal's configuration lives right there too. The documentation is the deployment. They cannot drift apart, because they are the same files. This is worth stealing even if you never touch the rest of the stack. Give every capability in your organization one directory that is simultaneously its site, its repo, and its code. New ideas become URLs in minutes. Documentation stops lying, and people and AI agents work through the same front door. It is also why the page's own repository physically contains the complete file set for every layer it teaches. Now, the software story, bottom up. Every shared software effort begins with the same painful question. Will it run on your Linux? The usual answers are a compatibility matrix, a fleet of containers, or an ops team that rebuilds everything each time the operating system changes. We chose a different answer, borrowed from the world's best scientific computing shops. Ship your own foundation. A Gentoo prefix is a complete user land, the C library, the loader, the core tools, the compiler, installed under one directory that travels with the software tree. A binary from this stack borrows exactly 2 things from the machine it runs on, the kernel and the mount. Nothing else. Even the dynamic loader is ours. To this platform, the host operating system is just a kernel. Why go that far? Because the question stops existing. Ubuntu or Rocky, this year's release or last year's, the stack behaves identically everywhere, because it brought its own everything. Operating system upgrades stop being software migrations. New machines need no software installed, and the discipline extends across chip families. We maintain the foundation for both x86 and ARM side by side, so a fleet can mix Intel and Graviton machines without anyone noticing. The honest trade is that owning your foundation means owning the seam where it meets the host. That is a real engineering cost. We paid it once, wrote it down, and shipped the notes in a bundle, so you do not pay it twice. Recipes, not snowflakes. On top of the foundation, EasyBuild builds everything else: compilers, math libraries, R and RStudio itself. The idea to steal is not the tool but the discipline. Every piece of software is a recipe. A small, reviewable text file that states exactly what gets built, from which sources with which dependencies. Builds stop being artifacts somebody once produced, and become code you can run, auditable in review, repeatable on new hardware, comparable across versions. That is what makes the whole stack transferable. The recipes in the bundle rebuild it on your machines, at your chosen versions. And then comes the payoff, the best argument for open infrastructure in this whole story. Note the word used here because it is chosen. We did not patch RStudio, we fixed it. A patch is a modification to something that works. This was software that did not run on current R, because the vendor had not kept up. When R 4.6 shipped, RStudio was not ready for it. The current IDE still pins the previous version of R. A commercial customer waits on a vendor's roadmap, or on whatever the vendor's licensing policy happens to be that year. We did not have to wait. The IDE is open source and the build is a recipe, so we fixed it. Two small, careful fixes that let RStudio run on current R. One restoring the interfaces R had changed, one keeping the plot's pain alive. The fixes sit beside the recipe in the same directory, and that build has been the platform's production IDE ever since, serving current R, while the vendor's own release still does not. That is the power being demonstrated. When your platform is recipes on open source, the vendor has not caught up yet is an afternoon of engineering, not a year of waiting. There is a stranger postscript, and it is worth saying out loud rather than burying. We proved we could fix it, and then we largely stopped using it ourselves. The agentic interface described later took over most of our own working day. That changes nothing about the claim here, and arguably sharpens it. The fixed development environment is still built, still published for both architectures, and still one click away in the portal. The capability is real whether or not the people who built it happen to use it. Two boring build rules complete the picture, and both are worth copying. Everything compiles for the generic baseline of each architecture, with math libraries that choose the fast path at runtime. So one build runs on any machine a client might own. And every binary carries its library paths inside itself, pointed at the tree, so nothing depends on environment variables being just right. Deliberate, boring, and the reason one published tree can serve every machine. Publish once, run anywhere. A build on one machine is not a platform, and the usual next step, install it everywhere, is where shared software goes to die. Drift, partial upgrades, Snowflake servers. The pattern that scales is the one CERN invented to feed software to hundreds of thousands of machines. Stop installing and start publishing. The built tree is published into CVMFS, a read-only, versioned, cryptographically signed file system that every machine simply mounts. Publishing is one transaction on one machine. Consuming is one mount everywhere else. Nodes cannot drift because nodes do not install anything. The second figure shows our twist, where the publish bytes live. The origin of the software tree is Amazon S3. Not S3 pretending to be a disk, S3 doing exactly what S3 is best at, serving immutable content durably and cheaply. The platform's web tier passes requests through to the bucket, and every client also carries a second address pointing straight at it. The pleasant consequence, the software outlives the servers. The distribution machine can be rebuilt from the bucket, while every running session keeps working. A private vault bucket holds the sign-in keys, so even trust can be rebuilt. One boundary here is drawn deliberately, and it is worth stating outright because it is easy to get wrong. The tree ships interpreters and libraries. Packages are served, not shipped. Distribution and package management are two independent problems. They move at different speeds. A tool chain changes a few times a year, a package index changes daily, and they carry different consistency requirements. So binding them together makes both worse. Kept apart, the tree stays small enough to publish quickly, and the repository stays current without republishing anything. You might recognize that split as exactly the line the commercial suite draws between two separate products. It is the same boundary, reached from the architecture rather than the price list. Sessions in the browser. Now the part your users actually see. A scientist opens the portal, signs in once, picks an R version, cores and hours, and clicks launch. A few seconds later, RStudio is in their browser tab, running not on their laptop but on cluster compute, with their home directory exactly where they left it, on every machine, every time. That experience is open on demand, the open portal that universities and national labs run at scale, doing the job teams usually buy workbench for, sessions as a service, scheduled onto shared compute. The third figure follows the click. Left to right. Browser to the sign in Edge, to the portal, to a scheduled job, to a running session. Inside that session is one elegant handshake worth understanding, because it is the whole philosophy in miniature. Two builds of our studio work together. A thin server from the host handles sign-in and identity, the things a host does well, and immediately hands the actual R session to our fixed R studio from the mounted tree. Each side does only what it is best at, and the direction of travel is even better. A container variant already drafted in the portal runs everything from the tree, so the end game is a compute node with nothing installed but a kernel and the mount. Add a machine and it can serve sessions. On security, the portal follows the same trust shape as the commercial product. Sessions live behind the platform's single sign, on and are reachable only through the portal's authenticated proxy. One sign-in, one identity, one home directory, from the portal to the cluster to the session. Packages that just install. The quietest layer is the one users would riot without. In a session on this platform, install packages returns in seconds, because what arrives is a pre-built validated binary, compiled by the same recipes on the same toolchain as the R that is asking, served from the platform's own repository. No compiling at the desk, no please install these system libraries first, no version roulette. The detail that turns convenience into governance, the repository address is baked into R itself at build time. Every session, however it is launched, resolves packages to the internal repository by default. That means the organization has one door through which packages enter, and one door is a validation story, an air gap story, and an audit story all at once. Qualify a package once, and everyone gets the qualified build. This is the other half of the boundary drawn a moment ago. Packages are not cargo for the software tree. They are a service, with their own home, their own cadence, and their own governance. The interface reconsidered. Everything so far has treated the development environment as the destination. Schedule a session, load the tree, land in our studio. That is still the right answer for interactive analysis on shared compute, and the fix is proof we take it seriously. Here's the honest postscript to that story. We proved we could, and then we mostly stopped using it. Not for another editor, for an agentic development environment built into the platform itself. A conversation sitting next to the thing being changed, an agent that already knows which domain it is looking at, with the repository, the terminal, and the live site one tile away. Two domains carry the agentic side. The first is the agent runner, where the surface arrives in the address and is never guessed at. The composer around it is deliberately small. Attach a file, choose a run mode, build, plan, or ask, where the last two are enforced read-only. Choose a model, choose a skill, or simply talk to it. The second is the wall, the same domains viewed through lenses, exec, terminal, code, the live site, the repository, one at a time, or all at once as a grid you leave running on a second monitor. The mechanism underneath is one setting in the address, and that is the part worth stealing. A page loaded in pane mode renders as a tile. The shared shell does not merely hide the navigation, the operator bar, and the deploy watcher. It never builds them, and their servers never start. So the side panel is not an application somebody wrote. It is a mode that every page on the platform already has, which is why any surface can be embedded beside any other. That is where the multi-domain model pays off a second time. Because every domain is one directory that is at once a site, a repository, and its own code, the panel needs to know exactly one thing about a domain, its name. There's nothing per site to configure, no plugin to register, no workspace file. Which means a custom development environment here is a choice about layout, not a build. Decide which lenses go in which tiles for the way you work, and that arrangement translates to every site you own, including the ones that do not exist yet. Say the obvious thing before anyone has to ask it. None of that strands the people who want the development environment. Our studio here is not a legacy path being quietly retired, it is the unencumbered one. Fixed, built from the recipe, published in the tree for both architectures, and one click from the portal, running a version of R that customers of the commercial product are still waiting on. That is the odd shape of this whole story, and we would rather point at it than hide it. The layer we personally use least is the layer where the OpenStack is furthest ahead. Choosing not to use a capability is a very different thing from not having it. The panel edits the tree, the session runs the science. How it all connects, step back, and the whole design is one sentence per layer, each existing so the next can be simple. The prefix owns the foundation, so nothing depends on the host operating system. Easy Build turns software into recipes, so the stack is reproducible anywhere, including a fixed RStudio no vendor could give us. CVMFS with S3 behind it turns installation into publication, so 1,000 machines are as easy as one. The module system makes the tree discoverable with a single command. Open on demand turns all of it into a button a scientist clicks. And the internal repository feeds every session validated packages through one governed door. Above all of it sits the interface layer, the agent runner, the wall of lenses, and pain mode. The one layer not borrowed from research computing, and the one that changed how the platform is actually operated. The final figure draws that chain, foundation to session. Wrapped around everything, the multi-domain model keeps each layer honest. Every layer is a living directory, site and repo and code together. So the platform documents itself and travels as files, and the layers decouple cleanly. Adopt the tree without the portal, and every machine gets the validated stack with one command. Adopt the portal without the tree, and browser sessions come to whatever software you have. Adopt the repository pattern alone, and package governance improves overnight. What is in the archive? The download on that page is not an excerpt of it. It is the platform source, around 1900 files, the real directory tree, unpacking into your home folder exactly as we run it. The recipes, both RStudio fixes, the portal and its apps, the distribution scripts, the package pipeline, the database schema, the edge tier, and the command line tool that deploys all of it. On top sits a runbook addressed to whoever or whatever does the deploying. Recording the sharp edges we already paid for, so your team does not pay for them again. The whole tree is released under the Apache license, version 2, and the full text ships at the root of the archive. Two tools are assumed, and it is fairer to say so here than to let you discover it in the runbook. The first is the AWS command line interface, because the distribution layer's origin is a bucket, and the deploy path expects credentials that can reach it. The second is Claude code, or an equivalent coding agent. The deploy runbook is written to be handed to one, and the interface layer described earlier is built around one. Neither is load-bearing for the stack itself. The software tree, the portal, and the repository have no opinion about who typed the command, but the runbooks read as though an agent is doing the typing, because here one usually is. A word on the credentials you give either of them, since the pattern matters more than our particular file. Do not hand an agent your own console-grade keys, scope or role to the job, the bucket prefix that holds the tree, the hosted zone for the subdomain you're standing up, the cluster you're deploying to, and keep the policy document in the repository next to the thing it governs so it reviews like code and diffs like code. That is the same discipline we apply to builds and to packages pointed at permissions. If it's not a reviewable file, it's not governance. An agent working under a narrow role is a normal automation account. An agent working under your credentials is an audit finding. Each job the commercial suite is bought for has its counterpart inside. Workbench's job is the portal and its launch forms. Package manager's job is the repository pipeline and the build of R that makes it the default. RStudio Pro's job is the recipe and the two fixes that keep the open development environment current. And Connect's job is the router, the shared module library, and the one command that deploys a new site. Start with an empty Ubuntu machine in this archive, and you finish with browser sessions on shared compute, governed packages, and published applications. It is also the stricter foundation, not the cheap one. Every binary comes from a reviewable recipe you can run again. The software tree is versioned and cryptographically signed before any machine may mount it. The runtime carries its own C library and loader, so a host operating system upgrade cannot quietly change your numbers. And every package enters through one auditable door. Those are the expensive properties to add later, and an appliance whose build you cannot inspect, cannot sell them to you at any price. That is the story. Three commercial products, answered by patterns. Own your foundation, build from recipes, publish instead of installing, serve people in the browser, and govern packages through one door. The web page, the slides, and this narration all come from one source, and the archive is on the page, at the top, and at the end.